Does a wave of new electronic book readers signify a move to the mainstream? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Bookstore chain Barnes & Noble is now taking orders for its own electronic book reader. The Nook goes for $259 at Nook.com and will ship in November. It features a 6-inch gray and white reading screen and a color touchscreen control panel. Other new ebook readers are on the way from iRex and Plastic Logic. So with the Amazon Kindle plus all these new devices, it looks like high times for ebooks, right? Right?
Much more hype than reality.
That's a skeptical Thad McElroy, an electronic publishing industry analyst from Vancouver. He blames Amazon's Jeff Bezos for raising expectations too high.
He's gone out on the evangelical trail and, you know, has really single-handedly created the hype which everyone else is following. But when you look at the raw numbers, it's still, you know, a minuscule percentage of the reading public that is using any of these devices. It's a lot more press than it is action.
Still, it's not a small number of Kindles that have sold, is it? I mean, isn't it something like, well, I'm not going to even guess at the number.
Nobody knows. See, this is, you know, there's many ways to smell a rat when it comes to promotion and technology, and one is when the vendor refuses to reveal their sales figures. Amazon studiously refuses to state how many Kindles have ever been sold.
So the fact that Barnes & Noble has a new reader coming out, this is nothing to get excited about so far?
Yeah, I was thinking about Barnes & Noble today, you know, now that they've made the announcement. And I thought, talk about getting late to the party when all the guests have gone home. It's really, it's pathetic. You know, they did it because they had to, sort of thing, so as not to look stupid again, because there's been so much hype around this.
What will it take for electronic book readers to really sort of hit the mainstream?
They won't. I think we're going to, 10 years from now, be talking to one another and saying, remember that thing? What was it called? Oh, yeah, that Kindle. Kindle, was that what it is? Because it doesn't make sense to have a dedicated ebook reader. What I'm staking all my reputation on, because I have no money involved in this, is that there'll be a convergence of devices.
The better question then is, when do we start reading more on our devices, whatever those devices are?
Publishers at this point feel that, you know, it's going to end up within, you know, 5-6 years, sort of tracking 50-50, that half people will read online and half people will read on paper. I think that's an overestimate brought on by, again, the current hype. It doesn't make sense to me that that will happen. What I think, you know, again, when the, you know, for example, when the much rumored Apple tablet comes out and people start doing some really unique things with what we currently think of as books on devices like that, well, then there'll be a sea change. But until that happens, I don't see a huge additional adoption.
Publishing industry analyst Thad McElroy. By the way, one firm seems to think it knows how many Kindles Amazon has sold. The Codex Group puts the number at 945,000, and it says Sony has sold about 525,000 ebook devices. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.